BBC Surrey
with James Cannon and Rosemary Craig.
Have you, like me, got a blocked-up vacuum cleaner, a bicycle with a wobbly wheel, or a CD player that doesn't work? Well, before you cart it off to the dump, think about taking it to a Surrey church to get it fixed for free or a generous donation. Farnham Repair Cafe at the United Reformed Church is the first of its kind to get charitable status, and it's due to relaunch early next month. Its founder, Professor Martin Charter from the University for the Creative Arts, explains the idea behind it.
We believe there are many products going to landfill that, with the right sort of skills, can have their lives extended.
So what happens when I bring in, say, for example, this, which is a vacuum cleaner that isn't working very well? It goes red at the end and it gets very hot, and I'm a bit worried about the safety of it.
So basically, at the Farnham Repair Cafe, we've got 6 workstations. We've got electrical, electronic station, mechanical, bicycles. We've got furniture and clothing. So you come in with your product. We identify the problem. You would then take your product to our experts in electrical and electronics. And we have a 64% repair rate. So for every 100 products that come in, 64 are repaired.
That's pretty good. Now, these guys, are they volunteers? And if so, what's in it for them?
Okay, so they're all volunteers. What's in it for those guys is often they're very experienced. A lot of them are very successful business guys, and they want to give something back.
Now, how good has it been for the environment? Because I know that's a big part of what you're doing here.
So basically, we're very close to diverting 1 ton from landfill, and that is equivalent to 8.3 tons of carbon dioxide. So we've also physically prepared about 330-odd products from about 500 that have been through the door. So we're actually demonstrating that with the right skills, a lot of products can be repaired within a 2.5-hour session.
Now, Professor Charter, when I mentioned to my family that you were coming in today, they gave me all kinds of things that were broken. There's this watch, for example, which has got a cracked face and a second hand which gets stuck at the bottom. What would you do with that?
Well, if I was standing at the registration desk, this came in, we'd probably take that to the mechanicals guys and they would take a look at it. We don't guarantee that we could fix it, but they would certainly give good advice if they couldn't fix it.
Well, my son will be very, very pleased to hear that, because I took that to a watch shop and they said they could send it off and it might cost 200 quid, which is more than the watch cost in the first place. So you say that you want donations. How much would you expect me to donate if you could fix that watch?
We don't give any guidelines, so it's really up to the individual. And what we find is, on average, I think people donate between £5 and £10 if there's a successful repair. So, you know, it's very much up to the individual to donate if they feel that they've had a good service. And of those who filled in questionnaires, we have a 98% satisfaction rate. So people are very happy with the service they get at the repairs.
And what happens to that donation money? Does that go back into tools for the workshop?
All the volunteers bring their own tools. Our main costs are insurance. And then that money also goes into marketing. And then ad hoc purchases. So we may invest in some tools, but it very much goes into the operation.
Well, you could just have saved me a small fortune with all this stuff. Do you think it teaches us to think twice before we throw things away? Because we are quite a throwaway society, really, aren't we?
Okay, well, what we've found is that vast majority of people that come through the doors are 50, 55 plus. But everybody gets this. And what we find is that particularly in the generation 50 plus, people really don't want to throw stuff away. But it's so difficult to get the repairs done economically, particularly for smaller products. So we'd love to get younger people coming in. And we have had young families in where we've got kids, you know, sitting down there and engrossed in the repair process. But generally, it tends to be that older generation that has more stuff.
And finally, are you still looking for volunteers?
Yeah, we're always looking for volunteers, both don't have to be skilled. We've got a registration desk, so we need people just to help out, take photographs, little videos. We've just launched a YouTube channel, so we're putting more YouTube information up there. But obviously, people who have got skills, it's a very good little community. But yeah, please come along if you think you can help.
Yeah, the Farnham Repair Cafe, the United Reformed Church, is back on the 9th of September.